You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday, April 12th, 2024. The Scrambled Dance streaming at RadioAlbion.com. Wrapping up your work week is Friday. I hope you have the weekend off. I know, like so many traditions, getting the weekend off from work is kind of one that's faded off into the past. Even if you're stuck working, I hope maybe you'll get a chance to download some of our content that we've had up Monday through Friday on Radio Album. Get a chance to check it out. I think it's all worth listening to. It's all good stuff. But regardless, we're wrapping up. It's Friday. We're supposed to be lighthearted. You know that. And as you all who've been listening know, I've failed miserably at maintaining the lighthearted tone for the Fridays. I'm going to try it. I'm going to try today. Got a couple of different stories. We're going to go completely unrelated stories. But maybe we can find something humorous. Something humorous to wrap up your work week is one of the many ways that we miss Sven Longshanks in his absence is because he was so good at, you know, helping keep things lighthearted. It was easier for me because, you know, we just worked so well together and we could keep this lighthearted tone for the Friday show up. But, you know, we're going to continue soldier on. Speaking of Sven, I always remind y'all, I know you're probably tired of me saying it, but we do have our Sven Longshanks support links here on the Daily Nationalist show. I continue to encourage y'all to stay in contact, drop him a postcard, email, whatever. We're going to continue doing that until he's released. We're hoping that'll be sooner rather than later. Obviously, if I have any real news to update y'all on, I will keep you posted on it. I do stay in contact with Sven through the email service, which works very well. And he is continuing to do well. I don't really, like I said, I don't really have any updates on his situation as it stands now. But we will keep you posted. And again, we're hoping it gets out. And once it gets out, I'm sure he's probably not going to be able to return to podcasting, at least not right away. But I mean, still, the first step is just to get him out and see what kind of conditions are set there and making sure he stays in those conditions. We don't want anything to mess that up. Well, anyway, we got to get to the show. And like I said, I brought two different stories here. I'm thinking we can find something lighthearted. Hopefully I don't fail as miserably at that as I seem to have been. And both these stories come from RT. And we'll go ahead and start with a story about the Ukraine. Now, as you know, Ukraine continues to lose. I mean, by every definition, they're losing. And instead of just acknowledging that and wrapping this up, people are continuing to be fed into the meat grinder. We've seen stories. They're talking about now drafting women. They keep lowering the draft age, which is a joke. You know, they say, oh, they're lowering the draft age from 27 to 25. And you see a picture of a lot of these guys that they're grabbing off the street. And these are obviously not 25, 27-year-olds. They're teenagers. Oh man, I saw a story this morning, and now that, you know, they've got people with limbs blown off that are being sent back to the front line. That doesn't happen. That's not happened that I know of, really, that I'm familiar with in history. If you get your leg blown off, you're done fighting because you can't reasonably fight anyway. You know, it's not that desperate countries won't do desperate things. It's just that there's no point in having a cripple on the front line. They're not going to be able to do anything. They're just going to slow everybody else down. And yet Ukraine is resorting to this. They're continuing to try to keep this money laundering operation going. And it is. It's just a money scam. They're trying to keep the money scam going a little bit longer at the expense of grinding more bodies up in this ridiculously already lost war. And we know this is all going to end with Zelensky taking his suitcases full of money and going to Tel Aviv or Florida or some other place. Have to retire the green t-shirt. So Zelensky's not the only clown that I guess is going to be spared from the front lines. Our first story here is headline, Ukraine spares clowns from military draft. The government in Kiev, thankfully, RT, one of the good things about reading RT is they don't use that ridiculous Keith. Every time I see that, I mean, it just, I don't know. It just reminds me of like all of the masking nonsense during COVID or something. It's just the latest made up thing where they twist up language and say, oh no, it's always been Kiev. The government in Kiev has designated several circus troops as enterprises of critical importance whose employees will be exempt from mobilization, two lawmakers confirmed on Monday. Last week, President Vladimir Zelensky, and thankfully they also still do the Vladimir, they don't do this whole, what is this you see in the Western press, it's Volodymyr Zelensky. I don't even know what, changing his name. Anyway, Zelensky enacted changes to the draft, allowing the army to conscript 25-year-olds, which is probably meaning more like 15-year-olds, and abolishing several categories of exemptions from military service. However, certain state employees can still avoid the draft if their work is considered critical. The Traveling Circus of Ukraine and five other troops have been designated as critically important enterprises for the functioning of the economy and ensuring the livelihoods of the population during a special period. Verkhovna Rada, member of, Zelensky, whatever, wrote on his Telegram channel. Imagine you some 60-year-old man walking down the street. And they say, you drafted, and grab you up and say, you got to go to the meat grinder. Here's your one day of training. Get your ass out there. And circus performers, though, are exempt because they're critical. You are not there literally sending old guys. And it's so outrageous. If you're not old, you don't understand. You know, I'm old. I'm getting well up in my 50s now. Crossing that threshold from mid-50s to late 50s. And I'm going to tell you, there ain't no way. Ain't no way. You just can't. Your body just won't hold up to it. You've lost before you even went. People don't appreciate, they see all this and they think everything is some kind of video game. They don't appreciate the physical strength, endurance is required to be on a battlefield. And I'm going to tell you, when you're 40, 50 years old, you ain't got it anymore. It just, you don't. It's not possible. But they're dragging old guys my age off the street, making them go to the meat grinder. Young kids. But clowns. Clowns are critical. It's kind of like during the COVID thing. You know, we had the COVID thing, and remember they shut down certain stores, but not other stores. They said you had to stay at home unless you're considered, you know, critical. You're vitally important. If you owned a small business, you had to close. But Walmart was vitally important. So Walmart got to stay open. It's kind of like that. In Ukraine, circus clowns are the Walmart. They're critical employees, critical services. Ukraine, because the clown show must go on. Turns out not everybody in the Ukraine agrees with this. The circus designation was confirmed by another MP, Alexei. I'm sorry. I do my best to pronounce these names, but Alexei Goncharenko, who said that this did not come as a surprise since the mobilization and exemption procedures have turned into a circus long ago. According to Goncharenko, the list of strategically important enterprises whose employees are thereby exempt from the draft does not include the defense industry, but does apply to producers of paint and plaster, video game publishers, and even a company that breeds camels. Now, you see, this is the corruption. This is why I say this isn't a war. This is a money scam. You know, all it is, you know, we need more money. That's all you hear from Zelensky. Nobody can ever explain, what are you going to do with more money and weapons? And the weapons are mostly going to get sold at this point. What are you going to do with monies and weapons when you don't have any people? You know, all your dudes have been blown up or fled the country. The smart ones fled the country. What are you going to do? But see, this is a big money scam. I mean, workers in the defense industry are automatically, those are the first people you exempt because somebody's got to be building the stuff. That's part of the war effort. But you see, they're not exempt, but you got all these other, these are the people, these categories they're using. These are people that are in on the grift. video game publishers. I guarantee you, if you get down to that, it's owned by people who are in on the money scam. This whole thing is just a money scam. And the people that are going and getting their legs blown off and then being resent to the front line, they're not in on the money scam. It's like the whole thing. It's a racket. It's a club, and you're not in it. You get to go get blown up, which is pretty common in all wars. This is just an extreme example. This is just an extreme example of that. People profit from war. Banks profit from war. The military-industrial complex profits from war. The guys who go and get blown up, you are not in on it. You're the price that gets paid, and they don't care. I always laugh when people act like this is some new sort of thing. You know, you get people that get all blinded with patriotism. You know, you need to go fight for America, son. You need to go fight for America. And then they act all, you know, aghast. Our government is not taking care of our veterans who proudly fought for America. As if being expendable is a new thing. Huh? You don't matter. Of course they don't matter. This is a money scam. All these wars that the U.S. has fought over these past decades now, they're not about winning. I always laugh when people say, well, America, you know, we just don't try to win these wars. You don't understand. These people don't understand. It's not about winning. This is about continuing to use up weapons and generating money. That's all. This is all a money scam. Ukraine is an extreme example of that because it's a corrupt fourth world shithole. So you get this extreme example of it. But the whole thing is just, it's just a money scam. But to keep it going, they got to keep guys out there. They keep throwing guys into the meat grinder to say, oh, we'd be just so Zelensky can go out there in his stupid green t-shirt like he came off the front lines and talk about we just need more money. We need more money. That's all that guy says. That's all he ever talks about is we need more money. The U.S. needs more money. They come up with these ridiculous lies. Russia's going to invade all of Europe. Stalin's going to roll the Red Army. You know, if you don't send us more money. The only answer, you got to send us more money. More money. More money. They don't have any dudes. It's all a money scam. The draftees, they're not in on the scam. Let's see here. Anyway, video game publishers, even a company that breeds camel, Zelezniak, quipped that those must be special combat camels. Otherwise, he was at a total loss to explain why they might be exempt. Well, because it's somebody paid somebody off. That's how the entire country works. The whole, like I said, this isn't a war. Some money scams. This is just a money laundering. Everybody's taking all those billions that get sent. All the weapons get sold. Everybody's pocketing. Except for the people that go to get blown up. It's just an absolute shame. It's an absolute shame. What is being done to the people? The country is being depopulated. And you just have these grifters now running amok. And this is what they wanted to do to Russia. Gee, I wonder why they're fighting back. Gee, I wonder why those other provinces and Crimea all wanted to go back and be a part of Russia instead of getting in on this. It's just it's an amazing thing to behold. And like I said, we all know how this ends. Zelensky packs up his green t-shirt and his bags full of cash, and he's going to fly to Israel or he's going to fly to Florida. Now, I just laugh at this because Zelensky isn't even Ukrainian. He's Jewish. You've got somebody who's not even Ukrainian. It's like, we're going to fight. We're going to keep on fighting. We got to keep this. And he's up there begging for more money. Give me money. And you know, it's all lining everybody's pockets. Now, I say it ends that way. If at some point in time, somebody gets enough of it, you know, I don't understand these Ukrainians that continue to march off into this, you know? I mean, he's just going to go get blown up anyway. You know? I can't believe there's nobody in the Ukrainian officer corps, who's going to sit around and get enough of this, watching their dudes get blown up, and says, you know, this is enough of this. You know what? We're going to take what weapons and ammo we have, and we're going to go grab Zelensky and his cronies before they get their bags full of money and fly off overseas somewhere for a nice cozy retirement. I mean, you're going to get blown up anyway. Even if it doesn't work, who cares? you know, just march back on them. They talk about American NATO troops are already in Ukraine. I'm sure that is special operations forces doing special things. And I guarantee you one of these special things they're doing is guarding that guy. See, it's just cover the language. I guarantee you one of the things they do is they guard the Zelensky guys so that their own guys don't come and string them up by their toes, be used as a big pinata by the people. It's a very dangerous game. Some point in time, people ain't going to have anything to lose. Could happen. Unless you're a circus performer, unless you're a clown in the circus, then you're A-OK. We're going to move for our next story. We're going to Poland. Going to Poland. We're going to talk about the Catholic Church in Poland. We've got a Catholic priest in Poland. I think it's time. I'm not Catholic. Maybe I'm veering out of my lane here. You know, I'm not Catholic. But yeah, I think it's high time the Catholic Church take a look at their no marriage, you know, celibacy policy for their priests and admit that that's been an utter failure. It's as big a failure as the Ukraine project. It's time to admit that. And look, there's nothing wrong with making mistakes in life. It happens. You try something. I understand why somebody said this sounds like a good idea. We're gonna make a higher standard. Priests need to have a higher standard. We're going to have a standard to where they can't even be married. They're going to be celibate their whole lives and dedicated to God. That hasn't worked. let's be honest. Because instead of celibate godly priests, we've had more than a few examples. All that has happened is they've let the homosexuals in. This story is headlined, Viagra Overdose Sex Party Priest Jail. Now, that's a mouthful of headlines. That's a mouthful of headlines. A Catholic priest in Poland has been sentenced to 18 months in prison for sex and drug crimes after an incident in which a male prostitute collapsed during an orgy at the cleric's home, according to local media reports. There's something I don't understand. A male prostitute. A male prostitute for homosexuals. What the hell even is that? I understand the concept of female prostitutes. You know, a man doesn't want to deal with a woman's BS, but he still has sexual urges. Just go pay a woman for her services. It's a done business deal and you move on. I get that. Again, wants to deal with the hassles. And then she may still not put out. You go out and take this bitch out to dinner. Spend $100 on dinner, which is probably cheap date now. I don't know. I'm behind the times. And she still ain't going to put out. And you still didn't get none. So you just go and rent a prostitute. I don't understand how this concept of a male prostitute for homosexuals. I don't understand how that works. Because I'm pretty sure like two homosexuals hook up. Somebody's giving it up. There's going to be sex stuff going on because the whole thing is centered around that. And it's not like two homosexuals go out and it's like, man, I'm going to wine and dine this dude. I sure hope I'm going to get lucky tonight. I'm pretty sure they just go straight to it. I don't know. Don't want to know, but I'm assuming so. Because the whole thing, you see, it's in there. Sexual. You see, homosexual. The sexual thing is right there in the center of it. Why the hell are you going to pay somebody? You know, you got to find out they're homosexual. They're down. Maybe you're getting into shit that's so crazy that other homosexuals are like, man, you know, I was with you up to the gerbil up my ass thing. But now you trying to do some crazy shit. That's way out of bounds. I was with gerbil in the ass, but I ain't doing that. You're going to have to go find a male prostitute for that. That's a little too kinky for me, bro. The clergyman, referred to as Thomas Z because of Polish privacy laws, was handed the jail term earlier this week after being convicted of sexual offenses, supplying drugs, and failing to provide assistance to a person in danger of loss of life or serious bodily harm. The priest was assigned to a church in, here's more of those names, you know, he was assigned to a church in Dąbrowa Górnicza near the Czech border. It was also ordered to pay the victim 15,000 zloty, which is $3,820 in damages, as well as to donate several thousand zloty to a fund set up to help the victims of crime. The scandal broke shortly after local media reported that the clergyman had thrown a sex party at his parish-owned apartment in August of 2023. Details of the gathering were later revealed by the Fact Media outlet. A male prostitute reportedly fainted during the party after taking too many erectile dysfunction pills. This fool done OD'd on Viagra. He took so much Viagra that he passed out. Because, you know, it messes up your blood pressure. That's how it works. Viagra was originally being researched as like a blood pressure medicine. Because they're always coming up with some new pharmaceutical thing to peddle off to you. And they originally were researching Viagra for that. And then they said, well, it don't really work for blood pressure medicine. It makes your blood pressure go up, not down. Man, we got billions of dollars in this research. Y'all got to come up with something. Well, here's the interesting thing. Possible side effects include your pecker gets hard. Let's market it for that. Tell you the pharmaceutical companies, they get you coming and going. But there's warnings. You know, you've seen the ads, remember? If you have an erection that lasts more than 4 hours, seek medical attention immediately. Why the hell would you even want something like that? I don't get it. You know, when you're a young man, we can be real here for a minute. When you're a young man, that's all you can think about. You know, it's like the meme. You know the meme? Some long lines of, you know, my dingus has led me places where I'd be scared to carry a gun. You know, when you're a young man, it's like that. You know? It's like you got a female dog, she comes in here, you got a every neighborhood dog up here, and they be fighting each other, and it don't matter. You know? You little bitty yappy dog, he'd be in there like looking at the pit bull, like, post up, I'm gonna get that. That's mine. They'd be crazy. For a young man, it's kind of like that. Young men do all kinds of crazy stuff. Because prostitution's illegal, they do all kinds of crazy stuff trying to get laid. It's all things because they're having that natural urge. Their bodies are saying you're supposed to be reproducing now. And so as they don't have arranged marriages in a traditional society, they're out here floating around in whatever the hell this dating world is supposed to be. And you know, but they still got, you know, their bodies are telling them, you know, I'm supposed to be having children now, making children now. So they're trying to work that out. This whole thing with the Viagra, marketed to boomers. I don't get it. You know, because when you get old, your interest in that fades considerably. Now, as a man, I'm not going to say it fades completely. We're having real talk here. But it fades considerably. Now, I guess it's all in how you look at it. Now, my view of it is, it all be like a relief. Because you can get other stuff done. See, when you're a young man, the only thing on your mind is trying to get there. Trying to get a little woof of that. When your old guy and all that's kind of faded out, you ain't that, you don't have the interest in that you used to. You know, you can go clear some brush. You know, you can go get some work done. You can go plant some trees. You can go whatever the hell you want to do. It just kind of frees you up. You have time to think about things that matter. You realize those things are a fleeting thing. Traditionally, when you get older, you're supposed to be wise. And one of the things that makes you wiser when you're older is the only thing on your mind isn't the fish factory. You got other things. I just pulled that out. I don't know. You got other things. You got time to consider things. Think about things that matter. After all, you're closer to death. So you're thinking about how you live your life and the things you've done that matter and the things that don't matter and so on and so forth. When you're older, when you're older, you realize that all the time you look back on your life and all however many times that you had sex, The only time that ever mattered was when you produced children, because you got your children with you today. Maybe that led to grandchildren as you've gotten older. That's the only time it mattered, because that's the only time anything happened that meant anything. Otherwise, it was no more groundbreaking than if you go in the bathroom and take a dump, because nothing happened. You're just expelling stuff and then moving on with your life. The only time you've had sex in your life that it mattered was when it resulted in children. You got children today. That time that you had sex, that child was conceived, that mattered. These are the sort of things a man should consider as he gets older. Then they come up with this Viagra, marketing this towards the boomers. I mean, what's the point? You can make your pecker get hard for 4 hours. Why? You know, I mean, if you 60 something years old, you ain't out there trying to make more kids. So, I mean, exactly what's the point? Of course, it marketed to this mindset where they just want to cling to youth instead of embracing the different stages of your life. And this is my stage of my life now. Now I'm older. I should cleave to some wisdom and try to guide the younger generation. No, they still try to run around, act like they're 16. I always laugh because you run into boomers. It's predominantly boomers. Sometimes some fellow Gen Xers do the same thing. But this is predominantly my experience. You'd be talking to some guy, you know, and he's older than I am. He's in his 60s. And in the course of conversation, he'll talk about his girlfriend. And I usually wind up, because I don't care. I usually wind up saying something like laughing, you know. It's saying, girlfriend, ain't you a little old for that? You ain't in high school. A teenager has a girlfriend. You're an old man. What do you mean girlfriend? You got a granny friend, maybe. Oh, congratulations. You out there with somebody else's bitter ex-wife that they were so glad to be rid of. Woo! You're getting lucky. Better take the blue pill so you can pretend you're 16 or whatever the hell. Never got it. Erectile dysfunction. That ain't erectile dysfunction. That's you getting old. Admit it. Say, I'm old now. I don't give a shit. I'm old. I ain't got time for all that. Because you were running around trying to pretend to be a teenager with your quote-unquote girlfriend. If you're still married to whatever your wife you started with, you know what? She ain't got time for that neither. So you all fine. She ain't in the mood for that. Neither are you. Now y'all go out and feed the cats or whatever the hell old people are supposed to be doing. But now you run around, these people running around, they taking the blue pills, try to make their pecker hard so they can run around and pretend they're a teenager. For what end? What purpose? Your wife, she was all relieved. She's like, I ain't got to do that no more. You know? Because she done gone through menopause. That all dried up down there. It ain't in a fish factory no more. It's more like a bag of jerky or some bag of jerky or some shit. You know? She relieved. She like, well, I'm glad he's not interested in that anymore, because I ain't either. Everything dried up. I got time for that. I got to go feed these cats. And take care of the grandkids. But now you got to run around. Pretend to be a teenager. I just don't get it. And I'm completely off topic here. Where were we at? Oh, yes. The male prostitute now is using this. So this guy wasn't old. Ain't nobody hiring no geriatric male prostitute. Of course, homosexuals use drugs like crazy. It's supposed to enhance the experience. Because let's be honest. You know, there's only so much ways to get something out of that. You know, they're trying to find a new way to have a more intense orgasm. Look, there ain't that much to the mechanics of that. You just... Following the... Oh, it's crazy. And you keep that thing harder. Anyway, I'm sorry. But no, I almost said something nasty there. We ain't being nasty. It's supposed to be lighthearted. It ain't the nasty. Following the incident, the priest threw one guest out of his home after they attempted to call police. The person managed to call emergency services, although the cleric reportedly refused to allow paramedics inside after they arrived. The unconscious guest received medical care only after the ambulance team had called the police to gain entrance to the apartment. After the incident made headline, Thomas Z was discharged from the clergy, while the bishop of the diocese stepped down without giving a reason for the decision. The priest was arrested in January when the Daily Mail named him as Father Thomas Zamarsley. The blue pill male prostitute. Orgy guy from henceforth. And can go out and do his gay orgies all he wants to. So you could have priests that have wives and families while they're priests. Instead, the Catholic Church came up with this, oh, we need to have celibate priests to hold them to a higher standard. And again, I said before, everybody makes mistakes. Wisdom comes from when you go, that's a mistake. We need to change that. Obviously, the celibate priest idea didn't work because now you just got a bunch of homosexuals bringing in male prostitutes and holding an orgy. Taking Viagra. It doesn't work. You could have a regular guy that's a priest with his wife and his two kids. They come to the parish. They live in the parish housing. If you were a member of the Catholic Church and you knew that your donations, your money you put in the plate, was going to help pay for the place for this guy to raise his family, and he tends to your spiritual needs and, you know, performs wedding ceremonies, funerals, whatever, you know, that the priest does, it wouldn't bother you. But these people's money was going for this guy, the celibate priest. But he wasn't celibate. Well, I guess he was in a way. He wasn't producing any children because they just taken Viagra so they can. I'm working so hard not to make anal jokes here. I'm working very diligently. Don't make any anal. Don't make any anal jokes here. Your money's going for the supposedly celibate priest. Instead, they got all these homosexuals in there. If they ain't trying to diddle the altar boys, they're holding gay orgies. And I know, although I'm not smearing with a wide brush here. I'm not painting with a broad brush. I'm sure there's plenty of priests, probably the majority, that are okay guys trying to do the right thing. But this policy's bullshit. I'm sorry. I'm not one to tell others. Like I said, I'm not Catholic. Maybe I should just, you know, tend to my own affairs. But I mean, seriously, I just call them like I see them. And that policy's bullshit because it didn't work. You've wound up with all these degenerates in here. I'm sorry. There ain't no other way to paint it. What other crap was this guy doing? This is just the one time he got caught. Having a gay orgy. Somebody OD'd on OD'd on Viagra. Doing weirdo stuff. All kinds of, I don't know. What other crap was he up to? While he's getting paid. Celibacy policy. Just admit it. Just say, hey, you know what? We got to go back. This idea was good. I understand the reasoning, but this ain't working out. Because instead of a wife and kids, our priests have got male prostitutes, Viagra, and gerbils. We're gonna wrap up on that note. Appreciate you finishing out your week with us. I think we wound up with kind of a lighthearted note. I'll get better at it. I'm working at it, folks. I hope you have a great weekend. I plan to be back here Monday to kick off your work week with another installment of the Daily National. Who knows? I'm kind of in a lighthearted mood now. Maybe we'll wind up with a lighthearted Monday installment. Again, I hope you enjoy your weekend. I hope you get a chance to check out all our great content we've had up this week. If you haven't caught it already, I hope you'll get a chance to go back and check that out. As always, keep the faith, and we'll see you next time.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.